Hey friends, you're listening to episode 33 of the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie, and I'm super excited to talk about a joint sort of partnership, if you will, to where I'm going to be adding an extra podcast on Thursdays. The release dates will be on Thursdays, and this is in partnership with retired Chief Todd LeDuc of LifeScan Wellness Centers. He is the Chief Strategy Officer there, because as all of you know, health and how we take care of ourselves is sort of that prerequisite or that foundation for my work-life balance and everything that I teach. So I'm super excited about this. Todd approached me with it. He is super excited about it, to where we can bring additional education to our listeners. And I can't wait to share this program with you. And we don't have the exact Thursday release yet. It will be within a week or two, but we will keep you informed on social media. Let's go to the program right now.
Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie, and my special guest today is retired fire chief and chief strategy officer of LifeScan Wellness Centers, Todd LeDuc. Welcome to the program, Todd.
Thanks, Donnie. It's a pleasure to join you. I'm excited about kicking off our joint endeavor and talking a little bit about it today.
Absolutely. And that's the purpose of this episode, because Todd has been on before in the early period of the program many, many months ago. But what we're doing today, and the reason why I wanted to bring this special podcast to everyone, is that Todd approached me and said, hey, you know, LifeScan Wellness Centers, you know, we want to thinking about starting a podcast. We want to get more of the word out and educate and everything like that. And he approached me and said, hey, would it be possible for us to maybe do a co-host and joint podcast? And after I thought about it for a half minute, I said, absolutely. It sounds like a great idea. And so what we're going to do, and what I wanted to share with you, is that the regular Get Balanced podcast will continue to air and be released on Mondays. And LifeScan Wellness Centers with Todd will soon to be released. And the release dates will be on Thursdays for the joint podcast. So that way we give you two per week with several days in between, but want to keep a routine going for everyone. And I wanted to share with you, the reason why I wanted to do this special podcast is, one, to announce this sort of podcast partnering, if you will, but then also share with you why it only took me a half a minute to actually decide. And the reason for that is, and if you've been listening or been to my workshops or we've talked before, is that you know how important self-care is to the work-life balance formula that I use and what I preach about all the time. And the reason why it's so important to me is that that was the whole basis of my PhD work just a couple years ago. All the research that I have been doing for many years has been on assessing how well we take care of ourselves and how that contributes to our work-life balance. And when I say work-life balance, in that sense of, you know, how well are we doing when it comes to our health? How well are we doing when it comes to our family relationships, our careers? And so it's just intertwined, is what the research shows. And essentially what the research ended up showing was, is that self-care, and that is how well we take care of our physical self, our mental health, our social and our spiritual health, appears to be a prerequisite for work-life balance. So in other words, the better we learn to take care of ourselves, the more we're going to feel that our life is in balance, meaning those family relationships. And it may seem odd thinking about that, putting ourselves first, especially as a first responder, because we're always taking care of others. However, what the research is showing, not just my research, but many people's research, is that
the greater we take care of ourselves, the greater we can take care of other people. And then when Todd approached me, and I knew about Life Skin Wellness Centers from having Todd on the show before and social media and learning about it and going to some webinars and things like that, is that they're on that leading edge of the most sophisticated pre-screening specifically for first responders, firefighters, law enforcement officers, that is out there and doing remarkable work, saving lives. And when Todd approached me, I was like, heck yes, that would be perfect. I'd be honored to co-host with you and bring on your special guest. So Todd, let me bring you on right now. And if you would talk a little bit about, you know, what prompted you to go down this route with LifeScan Wellness Sure. Centers, and maybe even mention about some of the guests that you're going to have lined up in the near future here. And I'll let you share a little bit about your thoughts behind that.
Sure. Absolutely. And Donnie, it's a pleasure to partner with you. As you mentioned, you know, I've had this journey where I spent 30 some odd years in the fire service. Been very, very blessed to retire at a relatively young age after serving as assistant fire chief in Broward County, Florida, which is a large 900 person career department. And I've dedicated about 16 years or so of service, elected service on the International Association of Fire Chiefs Board of Directors for their Safety, Health, and Survival section. So when I figured my next steps, and you can only play so much golf in retirement, and I still wanted to contribute, it brought me the opportunity to join LifeScan Wellness Centers, which is a Florida-based corporation, but has within the last several years taken on a large national footprint of taking care of the nation's first responders. So we're up to close to, this year will be close to 50,000 firefighters and law enforcement officers that we see for their annual public safety physicals. They're comprehensive, they're integrated, not only physical, but behavioral health screenings, nutrition, physical fitness assessments surrounding the NFPA guidelines. And, you know, it was to me a no-brainer. We had this same concept of wanting to have a commitment to education and awareness. And you know, you talk about balance in really any area of our lives. And that same goes for the physical wellness of our first responders, their mental wellness. That one of the ways we've found that you can maintain balance is by annual checkups, if you will, just like we do preventative maintenance with our apparatus. You know, we check the vehicles every morning at shift change. We do preventative maintenance on them on a regular schedule. And that same concept really applying to taking care of our people. So it was really a no-brainer for me. I'm a big advocate of not recreating the wheel. So I'm fortunate to have a lot of friends that already had podcasts and were successful and were in the same, you know, domain, if you will, of looking after the wellness of first responders. So it was a no-brainer for me to reach out, having worked with you before and having been a guest on the podcast, and respecting the work that you've done and the commitment that you've made to give back to the first responder community. So I'm thrilled that it only took you a half a minute. I know we're gonna have some great information that we'll share with this, and I think it's really going to be a broad spectrum. You know, one of the things we know from some of the work that the International Fire Chiefs Association has done is tell us that on the career side of departments, we still have about 20 or so percent that aren't doing any type of preventative early detection screening of their firefighters. It's even more challenging on the volunteer side. I think the numbers last I saw in 2016 were upwards of 40% still were not providing some type of annual physical. Those that are, kudos to them, but oftentimes it's not tailored to public safety. Mm-hmm. So we have health providers that maybe are seeing first responders that really aren't aware of the cancer rates or the cardiovascular challenges or the behavioral health needs. I think, you know, at LifeScan, seeing close to 50,000, we have a lot of fruits of the labor of taking care of first responders. So success stories, you know, police officers, firefighters, you know, that are alive today because we found an early cancer, or we found a cardiac issue, or we found that they were struggling on a behavioral health front and were able to intervene early. So I think what we're trying to do is we're going to bring some of those success stories on at mm-hmm. both the chief level and the department level to tell those stories, to help motivate and educate and advocate for other departments to follow that journey. And then we've got just some tremendous, tremendous talent that you and I both know. And I've been fortunate to have a lot of great colleagues that I've become great friends, and we're going to have a number of them on to talk. We've already, we've had a couple that you and I have interviewed, Chief Dan Kerrigan, mm-hmm. who's, you know, focus on firefighter functional fitness. He's also brought LifeScan into his department to talk about the impact. Chief Nate Trowernick, who's the president of the U.S. branch of the Institute for Fire Engineers, and also is the fire chief at the UC Davis Fire Department in California. He'll talk about his college-based department, the work LifeScan's done with identifying some cancer in his department. And we've got, you know, just a number of so many others lined up. Brian Frieders, who many of you know is the president of the Firefighter Cancer Support Network, talking about the great work that they do. Dr. Lori Moore Merrill, who spent 25 years as assistant to the general president of the IFF. She's now the CEO of the International Public Safety Data Institute. And she's also been on the presidential transition team looking at COVID, the impacts that COVID has had. Mm-hmm. Dr. Sarah Jenke, who's one of the top researchers on firefighter behavioral health, women's issues in the fire service, the impacts of COVID, and so many more. I could go on and on with the guests that have graciously agreed to come on and spend 45 minutes, an hour, both with yourself and myself. And so it's meant to be educational. We're hoping to raise awareness on a number of issues of wellness and health. We also, I think, have a tremendous opportunity to allow these national experts to share what's evolving in the different areas of their expertise. And that's really, you've done a lot of research and looked at the impacts of wellness and work-life balance in first responders, but what we're learning continues to evolve so quickly. So being able to have folks that are actually doing some of the research and the national leaders sharing that, I think is going to be a tremendous just resource for public safety in general. So I thank you for partnering, and I'm really excited and looking forward to this.
Yes. Oh, that was to my wife in the background, Todd, not to you.
Very, very good. Tell her I said hi.
Todd says hi, but we are recording. Yeah. So I want to give a full disclosure to the audience is that Todd asked me before we hit record, he goes, "Hey, this is sort of funny. He goes, you're on vacation and you're recording a podcast. What are you doing working on vacation? So he called me out on it. So with full disclosure, I am on vacation. So I have a very bright background behind me. But with that, as we all know, work-life balance ebbs and flows. And sometimes we need to work on vacation. And sometimes we take time off during the weeks when we are working. So there's always an ebb and flow of some different things. And but with that, Todd, I wanted to, on all this, on the health pieces, is that a lot of times, those of us that are talking about this all the time, we can say something because we talk about it all the time, but I think sometimes it loses the value, or we don't give it the credit that it truly deserves. Because something that struck me was that when you said, because it's something new for me, or I just learned, is that you said 20% of career firefighters are not doing any preventive health screening, you know, as from a department level, and probably upwards of 40% for volunteer. But educate, you know, if you will, provide a little context to the significance and why it is different. Why is cardiovascular risk higher for specifically firefighters or law enforcement, I think, too, because of the adrenaline piece and all that? Why is type 2 diabetes increased? Why is obesity? You know, all of those factors that I sometimes think we can, you know, we go over, but imagine, here's what I'm thinking of. My son is, as you know, he's a part-time firefighter now working on his Fire 2 certification. If he's listening, you know, that, you know, I want to plant that seed for these young folks out there too, is that, hey, you know, the risk is greater than the average population.
Yeah, it is for sure. And, you know, just a point, when we talk about those statistics of percent of departments that perhaps still have some work to do with the health and wellness of their members, you know, I relate it to I would liken to think that if we were to go back and ask those departments, do you have a preventative maintenance program for your apparatus or your law enforcement vehicles? Likely, they all would say yes, we do. I mean, none of us would get in probably to a vehicle where we know the brakes haven't been maintained and the vehicle's in poor operating condition and the tires are flat and bald. We know that would be a formula for disaster. And we kind of got to have to apply that same mindset to our first responders, because what we do know is the extremes of the environment that we operate in. And so, you know, I've spent my career on the fire side of the house as a first responder. So we know we're going into extreme environments that have high heat, high intensity, require, you know, laddering a roof and ventilating a roof requires a number of high extremes, metabolically, strength, endurance. On the law enforcement side, I have tremendous respect. I've never served as a law enforcement officer. I've rode along so I could learn the functions of their job. But we know when they go into a tactical combat situation or a felony apprehension, you know, it's a stressful environment. There's a fight and flight mode the body goes into. And then if we're not, you know, operating at the highest levels of human performance. And that's really now what we're calling it, human performance, right? And that's, again, behaviorally and physically. So, you know, the job sometimes draws us down the road of, you know, poor sleep, inability sometimes to get the best of nutrition. So, you know, the research tells us first responders actually are more obese than general population. If we don't give them the resources and the education and the knowledge and how to combat that. So that's what we try to do at LifeScan, is we take that, it's actually a 3-hour physical that has an exercise physiologist spends an hour with you assessing your physical readiness. your cardiovascular status. So you get a great baseline. And then we work to educate on what you need to work on to improve. You know, there's a full hour with in imaging with an ultrasound technician. So we use integrated ultrasound imaging as part of the adjunct of the exam to actually look inside vessels and organs. So we can actually look at left ventricular function of the heart, or we can look at the abdominal organs, or it gives us a better imaging understanding of what's going on within the body. And then an hour, and think about this just as the last time maybe you went to your whoever takes care of your health, whether that's your primary care physician or a mid-level provider. When was the last time they spent an hour with you, right? So we have an hour with a nurse practitioner that exclusively only sees first responders. So they are very in tune that that whether we're talking about cardiac events that continue to be the leading cause of on-duty death in first responders, they know that certain changes happen when you're a firefighter, that the high heat intensity, there's evidence that there's increased clotting, coagulability of the blood. So we, you know, have dehydration issues that we need to be addressing. If it's cancer we're talking about, we know there's higher rates of cancer in first responders. So so you get an hour with a healthcare provider that knows all the challenges you have, and then is able to help guide you on what are the things you need to do as a first responder to minimize that risk. And God forbid, you know, if you're unable to completely mitigate the risk and you do have a cardiac issue or cancer issue, or you're struggling with behavioral health, the key to any of those, when we speak of balance, is to find them early. Because we know, right, the evidence is clear. I mean, it couldn't be any more clearer than if we find a disease process. If you find a cancer in a precancerous stage or stage one, in almost every case, it's highly survivable with a good outcome. Mm-hmm. And then we know, you know, unfortunately, oftentimes we don't find these things until symptoms have already evolved. And by that time, when there's symptomology, it's had an advancement of the disease process, and unfortunately the outcomes are not always as good in that state. So, you know, inherently, being a first responder will always, I believe, have risk. That's just I think we each knew that when we signed up for that line of work, in our vocation. But we can manage that risk. We can minimize it. And then we can take care of those responders. So think about it as, you know, a 5,000 mile checkup, a 10,000 mile checkup, you know, and just like we would with an apparatus. I mean, it's a mindset, I think, too, because I know, you know, I've been on doing webinars where we've asked, I guess, technology-wise, I'm not a big technology guy. But we're able to survey the attendees, how many people here do NFPA physicals? And about 50% of the attendees of the webinar would say yes. And then we'd ask, how many of you have a preventative maintenance program for your tools and your apparatus? And almost 100% would always say we do.
Yeah.
So we need to... you know, and I guess I'm speaking to leadership, you know, to the chiefs, whether you're police chief and a director or fire chief, whether you're the city council, the city manager that funds those programs, we really need to think of our people's health and wellness and survival, particularly when we're talking about public safety, because the rigors of the job are just so much different than other professions. Even in city or municipal government, when we look at the challenges physically, mentally, behaviorally, that our folks are faced with.
And I think we could save this for another podcast. I imagine you could do one on this, is that immediately city managers or anyone producing the funding for preventive health is that they're looking at it as an expense. However, I imagine the data is out there about a return on investment, just like, and going back to the apparatus, preventive maintenance. Would you say?
Yeah, you just gave me a great idea for another episode. We actually have one in particular I'm thinking about, a LifeScan customer that was a fire chief. He had tremendous early detection successes in the fire department from just things we would find during the course of the annual LifeScan exam. It expanded to the police department.
Yeah.
And then the fire chief became city manager. And he figured out from, you know, having watched this at the fire chief level, that, as you said, not only does early detection save lives, but his city is self-insured. So now he's the manager. He's got to control healthcare costs.
Yeah.
So he, you know, made the logical leap that if it's saving money and lives in the fire department and the police department, what about if we paid for this for the entire city? So we actually have a couple of those stories where we've had such tremendous success, not only on the survival side, but the cost side, because you're right. We know, I mean, the RAND Corporation specifically looked at firefighter cancer costs on how the difference between finding a cancer at stage one versus a later stage. And it was something like going from 150,000 up to 800,000, close to $1 million. So if you overlay that on an entire city workforce, not only are you going to likely save a lot of lives, but you're also going to probably control your healthcare costs. And I mean, we're talking big ticket diseases such as cancer, but quite frankly, I mean, a lot of it is just, you know, we've got a lot of firefighters and law enforcement officers walking around with either undiagnosed high blood pressure or poorly controlled high blood pressure, maybe because they're a little bit overweight. Maybe their diet needs to be tweaked. Maybe they're a little bit older. But we know, you know, that's different than a teacher or a banker or another profession. We know, I mean, specifically in firefighters, 12 times higher rate of sudden cardiac death comes with poorly controlled high blood pressure, just that one factor. So,
wow,
you know, and that's a common finding at LifeScan. You know, maybe that firefighter or that law enforcement officer doesn't have a primary care provider, so we're the only screening they get, right? So they know now that, listen, you've got, you know, a blood pressure issue. Your profession puts that as a very high risk factor for having a stroke or a fatal cardiac event. And in many cases, it's either lifestyle modification, or managing it with a little pharmacological intervention. So it's a lot of it's just patient education. I mean, when you talk to a firefighter or a deputy or a law enforcement officer and say, listen, just by the fact that you've got hypertension that needs to be controlled, that puts you in a different stratosphere risk-wise. You're too young to have a sudden fatal cardiac event that age 45 leave behind, you know, a spouse and children. And that's kind of one of the tremendously rewarding aspects of being able to spend 3 hours with a healthcare team, because that team in that 3 hours gets relatively, in today's healthcare system, gets a pretty good chunk of time to educate the first responder on their health, to coach them, to give them steps for to work on when we see them, you know, the next year. It's so gratifying when we do see them the next year. They're healthier. Their risk is much reduced from having a fatal event. And you know, the goal on all this is to have a long career. I mean, these first responders, as you know, just like our men and women in the military. I know you've served. I know your son has served. You know, they put everything on the line to protect this nation and put everything on the line to protect their communities. And I think we owe it to them to make sure they have the resources to do so safely through the course of their service, and then get to retirement and enjoy, you know, a long, healthy fruits of their labor with their families.
Absolutely. And when we think about work-life balance, I borrow a term that I received from one of my guests. Health is wealth. And it is so important, because we cannot have work-life balance if we do not have our health. It's just impossible. So I think we did a very good overview of what's to come, and with some of your guests that are coming up down the pike here. And again, the co-hosted podcast of the Get Balanced podcast, also with LifeScan Wellness Centers. I know Todd and his team over at LifeScan, Tanya, of in your marketing department, we're going to be working on some digital media, and you know, you'll see us out there on the social media, co-branding a little bit of the podcast that comes out on Thursdays. The regular Get Balanced podcast with me will continue to air and just continue to bring stories about work-life balance and self-care stories of firefighters and law enforcement officers and EMTs on Mondays. And with that, Todd, anything else to wrap this one up?
I would just say, I think you just hit the nail on the head with, you know, health is wealth. And I had a great mentor that imparted some wisdom on myself, that if you don't have healthy first responders, you don't really have a first responder agency. So I think, you know, the work you've done and the work we do at LifeScan, I think just blends. So we look at having that total wellness, and I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to not only our guests, but collaborating with yourself and having that total approach. I think, you know, looking at that comprehensively, how we take care of our people. So keep an eye out for us. We're going to be hitting the ground running here. And if you have any guests that you'd love to, you know, have us invite on or discuss, certainly feel free to reach out to either Donnie or myself, and we look forward to having some great discussions.
All right. Until next time, this is Dr. Donnie and retired Chief Todd LaDuke, Chief Strategy Officer of LifeScan Wellness. And again, we'll be airing some shows on Thursday. We are not yet exactly sure which Thursday, but it's not too far. Probably just a couple weeks out, and we'll be good to go. And until then, I will catch you next Monday on the Get Balanced podcast. Everyone have a great day.
Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balanced program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.